This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
How much money can you actually make writing a song?
High 100, like a number one high 100 song, you can make, you know, I mean, as far as it can generate, I'm sorry, the song could generate, you know, from on the publisher side, a minimum of $1 million if it's a number one. You know what I mean? You know, it could generate a lot of money. And depending on the splits and who, you know, so if you're in a publishing deal, if you're not a publishing deal, if you know what I mean? If you're on 15% of the song, if you're on 25% of the song, if you're on 50, you know what I mean? Depends on the split. But the song itself could generate a lot of money. You can make a lot of money if you are a hit songwriter.
That's if you're a top 100.
Yeah, top 100.
But like the Dream, like, all right, so who's your top songwriter? The Dream. Is the Dream the top songwriter?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
So he's making millions of dollars.
Yeah, he's making tens of millions of dollars.
I looked at that.
Just
that,
every year, just off of...
That Cowboy Carter.
Yeah, he's making a lot.
But he also said, he said something about like working with Beyonce where, you know, it's not a regular deal working with Beyonce.
No.
Your splits is going to be a lot less.
Yeah, but the density of those songs, the density of...
He writes a lot of them.
Like, he makes a lot of the songs, and those songs perform so well.
Yeah.
I mean, even when you don't think those songs are performing well. You know what I mean? We were talking about this the other day. I was saying, somebody asked me, like, what do you think about Cowboy Carter? And I was like, oh, I like it, right? And it was like, we don't really hear a lot of it. You know what I mean? I was like... Go look at the metrics. Like,
come to my house.
Where her? The music. Like, she is doing well.
Yeah.
What? Okay, that's interesting because I haven't heard this song. I haven't heard too many songs either. So where's it doing well at?
She's doing well on all DSPs. She's doing well now. She's doing well on country music radio stations.
Number one record.
It, you know, her fans are so relentless. You know what I mean? Like, they just. She could really do no wrong with her fans. You know what I mean? So when you have a fan base like that, you super serve them. You know what I mean? She super serves the Beehive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no other. Like, you saw a renaissance. Like, everybody had on silver and was coming to the concert. You know what I'm saying? Silver and black at the concert. So what you think they're going to be wearing at the concert? Cowboy Carter. Everybody going to have on cowboy boots and chaps and, you know, cowboy hats. Like, she super serves her audience in a way that I haven't really seen an artist do in a long time. I mean, so even though to us, the consumers who are like the general consumers, it doesn't feel like massive, you know what I mean? But for her fans, it's massive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just take our money.
You know, and so when you, if you're the Dream, right, and you are locked into that situation, that's like guaranteed money.
Yeah.
It's like
every time.
Yeah. Every time. You know what I mean?
So when you have a number one,
mm-hmm.
you got to fill up a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take Burn. Let's mm-hmm. take you got it bad as you?
Mm-hmm.
Confessions.
Mm-hmm.
Part Two, which they said is the greatest R&B record of the... Congratulations.
I appreciate it, brother, yes.
When you have a record like that, the longevity of it obviously plays out.
Mm.
But when you make a classic, is there competition within yourself to say, how do I recreate it or how do I top it?
Yeah, I mean, always before. I think now it isn't. Now it doesn't matter now.
Okay.
Because I'm 46 years old. I've been doing this for 26 years or 27 years now. So it's like, I think that you can get lost in the sauce trying to chase something that was, right?
Mm-hmm.
All you could do is just continue to try to outdo the competition is not about the past. The competition is about, the competitive spirit is about, can I make another one? It don't even have to be another, the same thing. Can I just make something interesting that people want to hear? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we do it so much now. You know, we make music every day. So we're making music every day, all your life. You know what I mean? I've been in the game 26, 27 years, but I've been making music since I was, I've been playing music since I was a kid. So every day of your life, the competition is to continue to stay creative. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's to hope that the creativity never runs out. So you listen to things. Now it's just trying to stay inspired.
Yeah, the writing team, like I said, like y'all make hits.
Mm.
So I know you and Jermaine still write. Do you, Jonte and Jermaine, do y'all ever get together and say,
yeah,
let's create something?
Yeah. So we Jonte has been leaning more into the, business side. Like he went back to college and got his degree, business degree and all that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he's really working closely with Usher now in that capacity. But we still write. We still have those moments where we come together and do that. You know, me and Jermaine are pretty much the studio rats. We're the ones in the studio all day, all night. You know what I'm saying? So because everybody kind of works with each other in different capacities, we're always going to always be in a room together at some point.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.